It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, a special live to digital performance from Vance Joy in this week's edition of the Lane Mitchell Show podcast. Podcast number 298. I'll confess, I put the numbers in there. So when I upload them to the web, I make sure I don't like accidentally upload the wrong one. Well, I like to put the number in. Is that weird? It is a little bit weird. Okay, sure. Anyway, highlights from the past week's shows. If you enjoy it, hey, catch it in all its alternative glory. Weekdays 3 to 7 on Sonic 1029.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Minnesota police are still camped out outside lion killer Warren Palmer's house. I could be wrong, but I think most of us were heartbroken when we heard about the senseless death of Cecil the Lion. Think about this, though. A University of Cincinnati police officer was indicted last week for shooting an unarmed black man during a traffic stop. He pulled him over for not having a front license plate on his car, then shot him in the head. Yeah, that also happened last week. Are we still talking about a lion, really? And on a lighter note, there is an internet debate going on about whether or not a hot dog qualifies as a sandwich. A former Pennsylvania mayor has weighed in, stating that a hot dog is a sandwich when you really think about it. It's bread, it's meat, it's toppings. Now, while I partially agree, where do you draw the line? I mean, a hamburger is a sandwich, right? Bread, meat, bread. But when you start getting into different kinds of bread, pie crust is really kind of like bread. It's yeast-free bread, but it's bread. So is a pie a sandwich? I think most would agree it isn't. And NFL, the Patriots had their first practice of the season last week. And just as Tom Brady was throwing spirals, a plane flew overhead with a banner that read, "Cheaters look up." As you can imagine, it was paid for by Jets fans.
Lane Mitchell podcast from Sonic1029.com.
You know, just when you think Hollywood has plumbed the idea well dry, I read that a movie about Pez candy is being developed. Yeah, Pez candy. See, I told you Pixels wasn't the worst idea for a movie ever. A strong second, maybe, but not the worst. And what does it cost to live the life of a rap star? Well, in 50 Cent's latest bankruptcy hearing, he revealed he spends about $100,000 a month. Now, much of that, $72,000, is the mortgage payment on his Connecticut mansion. One surprise, though, 50 spends $5,000 a month on gardening. Yes, really, $5,000 a month on gardening. And Snooki got lip injections. How do I say this without sounding negative? Next to her skin tone, they actually look kind of natural. And hey, remember Beanie Babies? Tie, the company that makes them, is turning one out in honor of Cecil the Lion and will donate all proceeds to wildlife conservation research, which is a noble cause, but I don't know. To me, it kind of seems more like a desperate attempt to renew the relevance of Beanie Babies. I mean, what's next? Cecil the Lion Tamagotchis? Pogs?
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
You've probably heard by now Gwen Stefani and Gavin Rossdale are divorcing after 12 years of marriage. She cited irreconcilable differences. Sources claim they don't have a prenup and will split everything 50-50. Bold, considering she's worth $80 million. Gavin is worth $35. I mean, he comes out $22 million ahead, and he cheated on her. And more than 380 people in the U.S. became ill after eating contaminated cilantro imported from Mexico. This is actually the fourth summer in a row this has happened. Health authorities investigated previously and found human feces and toilet paper in the fields where the cilantro was being grown. People became suspicious this time because it actually tasted better. I'm just kidding. I love cilantro. It sounds disgusting, though, grown in fields of human waste. But I mean, really, we've been growing mushrooms in poop for years, right? And finally, a 110-year-old woman from New Jersey credits her longevity to drinking 3 Miller High Life and a shot of scotch every day. Which is great, except when they went to validate her claims, they looked at her driver's license and found she's actually 43.
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
August the 7th, the 28th birthday of Sid the Kid, Sidney Crosby, and, Puddle of Mud singer Wes Scantlin charged with driving under the influence yesterday in South Dakota. second time in a month. He's almost more famous for that than he is for Puddle of Mud. And a new study finds that eating with heavy cutlery makes food taste better. Ironically, having large wooden cutlery decorating the walls in your kitchen shows you have no taste at all. And who do you think is the highest paid actor in Hollywood? Robert Downey Jr. Not just one of the biggest actors in Hollywood, though, also the world. He took in $80 million last year. Some of the others rounding out the top five may surprise you, specifically, in second spot, Jackie Chan. Vin Diesel, Bradley Cooper, and Adam Sandler also made the list. And the home of lion killer Walter Palmer has been vandalized. His garage door had the words "Lion Killer" scrawled across it, which, regardless of how you feel about his actions, kind of seems like a poor way to even the score. I mean, you really want to get even, chop the porch off the front of his house and hang it on your mantle.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
McDonald's is reportedly testing table service in over 50 stores. Ooh, fancy. Said absolutely no one. Yeah, table service at McDonald's? McDonald's is where you go when you're too lazy to cook. I mean, if you're too lazy to walk up to the front counter and carry that six-pack of Chicken McNuggets the full 10 feet back to your table, you should sincerely consider a career in the Senate. It could be for you. And Aerosmith frontman Steven Tyler was reportedly a guest of Donald Trump at a debate last week. Now, while that Steven may be voting Trump, Stephen King, on the other hand, I wouldn't count on it. He tweeted last week, "How's this for a Trump campaign slogan? If you're white, you're all right. Any other hue, I don't trust you." It does unfortunately seem to sum up Trump's ideology, doesn't it? Thankfully, the odds of Trump actually seeing the inside of the White House are about 14 to 1. And a lamppost toppled over in San Francisco, falling onto a car and just narrowly missing the driver. What caused the lamppost to fall down out of the blue? Well, the base was reportedly severely corroded from years and years of pedestrians urinating on it. Yes, really.
The Lane Mitchell Show podcast presents another live Sonic Session performance.
Vance Joy's here, everybody. Welcome back to Edmonton. So excited to have you here.
Thank you so much. It's great to be back.
It was so kind of you to come by and play some songs last time, and after how it went, I'm glad you decided to come back anyway. How's the tour going?
That's fantastic. Having a lot of fun and seeing a lot of the world. And yeah, loving it.
This is actually kind of a unique opportunity for me because with you playing two nights in a row, I can actually ask you like how the show was last night.
Yeah.
It's sort of like asking you in the future.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, hopefully it's as good as last night. Last night was really great. I was smiling and they were real smiles. Sometimes you don't always, like you're always smiling, but sometimes the smiles are on a scale of like pretty real, not that real. And then there's like some real smiles and the smiles were real, so that's good.
Well, I mean, you can have all kinds of technical problems and stuff when you're up there, and it's like you still kind of need to smile, you know? Yeah. And a lot of people might not realize, you know, it's probably frustrating, I would guess.
Yeah, actually, sometimes the biggest, cheesiest smiles come when you've messed up. So, like, if I play a wrong note, I'm, like, smiling so hard, like, so that it's like nothing happened, you know? It's like I say the wrong word, and I look at my band and smile, and it's, like, my way of, I guess, it's my natural reaction. You don't want anyone to know you've messed up.
Kicking a monitor. Well, let's roll into your first song here. What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to start with a song called "Mess Is Mine."
Talking like we used to do. It was always me and you. Shaping up and shipping out. Check me in and check me out. Do you like walking in the rain? When you think of love, do you think of pain? You can tell me what you see. Well, I will choose what I believe. Well, hold on, darling. This body is yours, this body is yours and mine. Well, hold on, my darling. This mess was yours, now your mess is mine. your mess is mine. I see you in the marketplace, walking round at 8 a.m. I got 2 hours before my flight. Luck be on my side tonight. You're the reason that I feel so strong, the reason that I'm hanging on. You know you gave me all that time, or did I give enough of mine? Well, hold on, darling. This body is yours, this body is yours and mine. Well, hold on, my darling. This mess was yours, now your mess is mine. Your mess is mine. Bring me to your house and tell me sorry for the mess. Hey, I don't mind. You're talking in your sleep, out of time. Well, you still make sense to me. Your mess is mine. This spot is yours and this spot is mine. Ooh, your mess is mine. Your mess is mine.
Thank you.
We're having a little Sonic session here with Vance Joy. You were touring with Taylor Swift, which has to be freaking intimidating.
Yeah, it was scary. I mean, there was a lot of build-up. So I found out that I was doing it in September last year. And so it was like 6 months away. But I was already like, yeah, I'm touring with Taylor Swift, I guess. And that's going to happen. And there's going to be a lot of people there. You can prepare a little bit, but you can't really know what it's like to stand in front of a stadium until you do it. Obviously, you can't. And so we just had to kind of just do it. And that was intimidating. The first few shows were, for sure. But you get better and better. And it's such a nice feeling to kind of not be totally stressed out before shows now. So.
Well, you know, I would have loved to have seen the show. I got a new baby at home, so I passed on the show. But I've seen all kinds of pictures on Facebook and 13 semis with Taylor Swift's face, you know, roll up to Rexall Place. How are you rolling?
We don't have any semis yet. We have a trailer that's attached to the back of our tour bus. So it's tour bus, a trailer, and that's all we need at the moment. Yeah.
So do you get a chance to interact with her at all, or is it more just, you know, she's busy doing press and that kind of thing? And
I mean, it's not like always hanging out, but definitely there's some, you know, some windows where we can hang out, or, you know, if she's, we get to chat, but she's super busy. Like, she's like in and out. And then
I can't imagine why.
Yeah. It's like a different level. And I can't really even know. I don't even know what that's like. But yeah, she's a lovely person. So when I do get the chance to see her and talk, it's like, it's always awesome.
It's got to be a little bit different too. Last time you were in Edmonton, you played, was it the Windspear?
I played in a smaller like bar thing out of town, and that was really fun. That was my first time in Edmonton. Then I played the Windspear, and
Rexall.
Yeah. Then Rexall.
Now you're playing in a massive arena. Is that difficult to get that same sort of intimacy for a show, you know, in a venue like that?
Yeah, it's, well, you know, last night felt so intimate because the previous shows have been in stadiums like 60,000 people. So the distance, especially when the sun's still out, it's like, at least when the lights are down, you can kind of, you know, pretend that it's like intimate. You know, you're like, oh, I can't see it, but I'm sure that everyone's smiling at me. But in the arena, it's like, it feels really close. And so it's nice, especially for some of the slower songs, for that intimacy and for that kind of that quiet that happens with people that are listening and stuff. Definitely better in a place like Rexall.
Well, again, we've got Vance Joy joining us here in Sonic 102.9's Booster Juice Listener Lounge. What is the next song you're going to play for us?
This is a new tune. It's called Fire and the Flood.
I was only walking through your neighborhood. Saw your light on, honey, in the cold I stood. Anywhere I go, there you are. Anywhere I go, there you are. I've been getting used to waking up with you. I've been getting used to waking up here. Anywhere I go, there you are. Anywhere I go, there you are. There you are. There you are. You're the fire and the flood, and I always feel you in my blood. Everything is fine. Feel a lightness in my step. You're miles away, but I still feel you. Anywhere I go, there you are. Anywhere I go, there you are. And late at night, when you can't fall asleep, I'll be lying right beside you, counting sheep. Anywhere I go, there you are. Anywhere I go, there you are. There you are, there you are. You're the fire and the flood, and I always feel you in my blood. Everything is fine when your head's resting next to. Boy, when you know, you'll know, and I know. You're the fire and the flood, and I always feel you in my blood. Everything is fine.
Vance Joy in Sonic 102.9's Booster Juice Listener Lounge. Thank you again so much for being here. This is incredible. This is a real treat for us, both on air and here in the Listener Lounge.
Awesome.
Like, it wasn't that long ago that you were here. What was it, about a year?
Yeah, it was a year ago, and it's like absolute deja vu. Like, I remember this exactly. Me and JD were just like, yeah, remember this place.
Right down to the technical difficulties. I'm just thinking, you know, it's got to be kind of crazy. You know, last time, you know, you were out here, as far as a lot of the new fans were concerned, you know, it's like, well, here's a guy with a really great song. And here we are a year later, and, you know, you've got hits just coming out of the woodwork. You know, it's kind of number one after number one, at least on our countdown. How does it change for you as a performer?
Nothing much has changed. I think sometimes you get confused about, like, sometimes you just get, you're like, oh, what am I doing, or what should I do? Always you have, like, doubts in your mind. But everything that, I guess, something that has been consistent is just songwriting, and when the song feels right and when it feels like it's, you connect with it and you feel good about it, people enjoy that song and people can connect to that song as well. So it usually starts with me feeling like there's something special in a song, and And when you believe in the songs, you sing them, and you can really perform them and with conviction, and you can pour yourself into the song and try to deliver them in the right way. And so all that stuff is the same. And so that's been the consistent thing. And sometimes I think over time you get more comfortable on stage, but I think it's always comes down to that feeling you get when you write a song.
Again, Vance Joy joining us in the Sonic Listener Lounge. You mentioned writing. Have you been doing any writing on the road?
Yeah, always chipping away. And I think it's nice. You know, you go through peaks and troughs and you go, oh, this is good. And then you listen to it again. You're like, no, I was just pretending. I was tricking myself thinking this is a good song, but it's not ready yet. It's not good. So there's a lot of ideas floating around. And, you know, it's just like on tour, it's like maybe you don't always have heaps of time to write, but you just do it when you can. And then hopefully when I get home, I write some more. And I guess the goal is to just, you know, write another album and be really happy with it.
Because when you do write an album, I mean, you're kind of touring with it for a while, you know. Yeah. you're stuck with it. I mean, even if it's a limp turd, you know, like 12 terrible songs, you're kind of stuck with it. Yeah. For the next year touring around, right? When can we expect a new album of Vance Joy Music? I know we got some new stuff with the re-release.
I've got a few limp turds up my sleeve, actually. 48 limp turds.
You got an album.
That's four
name.
Albums, right? How's that? Like, just off the cuff maths. Yeah, you got to love the songs because you're going to play them a long time. And I think the better the songs, the longer they endure, and the more you know, longevity they have.
Well, again, thank you so much for being here. For those who are going to the Taylor Swift show tonight, get there early because otherwise you're going to miss this. This is Vance Joy. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Lane Mitchell Show. Podcast. Yeah. Like what you're hearing? Check out the Garner Andrews Show to Go podcast at sonic1029.com.